You there before?
No.
This is a place called Galtuna. A small village. How old?
It's a time. 9 o'clock.
With your permission. With your permission.
How old?
We said a small. It's called the Book of Redemption. Mr. Zohar says, this is not the story what happened. This is the story that's going to happen. The Torah, the main thing, says the Zohar, is the future tense, not past tense. And when Hashem wants us to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim, excuse me, it's not because Hashem wants us to remember what happened. Hashem wants us to know what's going to happen. How should we prepare ourselves for the next redemption, the final redemption? So the Torah tells us that the Egyptians had a decree to throw all the boys into the Nile. And Moshe was put in a box on top of the Nile. The sister was standing by to watch what's going to happen. And Bithya, the daughter of Paro, arrived. And she saw the box. She saw the box. She opened the box.
Excuse me.
And she saw the baby. And she said, this baby is a Jewish baby. The Gemara says she saw the Shekhinah next to him. What it means is, she saw a blue cloud next to him. That's what it means. You don't see Shekhinah, that's what you see. When you see Shekhinah, it means a blue cloud. By the way, I know somebody that saw a blue cloud at the Kotel. It's right next to the divider between the men and ladies. I see this, the Rabbi Yaakov, the biggest, the Mekomer Rabbi Yaakov. That is the Kotel. He used to pray all the time inside the Kotel. All of a sudden now, it's right next to the Mechitza. Because he realized, maybe he saw the blue cloud as well. Or the Shekhinah is a blue cloud. So she was able to see a blue cloud inside. So goy. To see such a thing, you have to be on a very high level to see the Shekhinah. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the way it says in the Torah, Moshe only wanted to see Hashem.
Excuse me.
And Hashem said, you can't see my face, you can't see me, you see me, you're going to die. Hashem wants to reveal himself. Hashem reveals himself. But if Hashem does not want to reveal himself and you trying to see Hashem, you're going to die. She opened up a box. She sees a blue cloud inside. She said, Hashem must be a Jewish boy. And Torah says, she names him Moshe. Comes the Gemara and says that Moshe Rabbeinu actually had 10 names. His father called him one name. His mother called him another. Amisal called him another name. His name was adopted by the Torah, because this girl, Bithya, said, I call this guy Moshe because I took him out of the water. So what does it mean? It means nothing. So if she would find him on the roof, she would call him Rufi. What does it mean? The joke. He has a name. His father gave him a name. He had no breed because he was born with Brit Milah. But his father, Gemara says, he had a different name. He had different names. No. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave him Moshe? A goy girl. Bithya gave him a name. So what the name means? She took him out of the water. What does it mean? It means nothing. It means nothing. At least the other name the Gemara says had some meaning. The one that says Tuvia, the Gemara says, is very good. Says the name is Yered, he went down to take Amisrael out, it's called Gedor. He says he made defense of Amisrael. What is the chutz she has, and Hashem agreed with that. And this boy's name is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Torah tells us that immediately his sister Miriam called up Yocheved and Bitya gave him Moshe. About till age 5, he was at his mother's house. He also says Moshe was very special. The same day Moshe was born, he was able to walk. As well, he was able to speak. It's very special. The Torah tells us that at age 5 she brought him back to the palace, and Moshe was in the palace. It's machloket, which age, about maybe 12, maybe 15, 17. Gidal Moshe betzei lacham. The Torah tells a story about Moshe. He goes outside, and he sees his brothers work so hard. So first thing he sees an Egyptian Gestapo hits a Jew. So Moshe kills him. Moshe says, Shem HaMevorash, kill the guy. No permission. The second day he goes outside, and the text in the Torah. Forgive me. The second day Moshe goes outside, and he sees two Jews fighting. And tells one of them, his name was Datan. Yerusha, you wicked, why are you trying to, why are you trying to hit your brother? Your friend. So Datan tells him, listen, you're gonna try to kill me the way you killed somebody yesterday? He went to Paro and told Paro that Moshe, that was in the palace, he slept in the palace. He killed a Jew, and Paro called up Moshe, tried to kill Moshe, and Moshe went away to Midian. Story. I says, Moshe, Rabbeinu, what did he do wrong? He did nothing wrong. What do you mean? He just told the guy, why are you hitting your fellow Jew, your friend? I says, he had to run. The Gemara tells us, Moshe ran away and until age about 70-something. He was wandering. He was in Kush, next to Ethiopia. Maybe it's Ethiopia. For 40 years, ran away. And he comes, and he has to run away from there. He came to Midian. He came next to the well, he stood next to the well. Itro's seven daughters came with the sheep, and the shepherds tried to take away the water from them, tried to do bad things to them. Moshe helped them. Story. Then Moshe became a shepherd. And one day he took the sheep far away, and you see there's a fire in a thorn bush, and then he sees an angel over there, and he speaks to him. And Hashem speaks to him. He tells him, listen, Moshe, as I saw what's going on with the Jewish people, they're screaming down there. You are the one, the Mashiach, you have to go take them out. And Moshe said, no, who am I? What shall I take them out? And by the way, Moshe said, I don't understand what privilege they have that should take them out. So what kind of question is this? What privilege they have? Hashem tells you he wants to take them out. And you ask Hashem, why take them out? And Hashem tells him, listen, I'm going to be with you. So what did Moshe think? Hashem not going to be with him? What kind of question is this? What kind of answer is this? And then the second question Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what privilege they have? Hashem said, they're going to take them out, and I'm going to give them the Torah on this mountain that you're standing now. So this is going to be the HaHorev. Says, you're going to give them the Torah. He says, okay, simple explanation means, in the future tense, Hashem wants to take us out because we're going to get the Torah. Even though that Moshe thinks we don't deserve it right now, but Hashem said, listen, maybe Hashem looks in the future, maybe. Then Moshe kept angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I don't want to go, all kind of excuses. And the Gemara says, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, if you don't go, no one else will go. you were designated to take Am Yisrael out of Egypt, and if you not, Moshe tries to offer other people, Hashem said, you got to go. If you don't go, no one will take them out. I says, what is this? What do you know about Moshe? The opposite. The Gemara said that Aharon HaKohen was beloved by Am Yisrael much more than Moshe. Torah tells us, the Gemara explains, Torah tells us, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, people cried. But when Aaron died, everybody cried. This is the Gemara. Aaron was a Navi before Moshe. And one of the reasons Moshe did not want to take the position is because his brother, at the time, was 83. And since age 5, Aaron was a Navi. And he was a prophet in Egypt. All of a sudden, Moshe comes, and he's going to say, I'm the one to take Amtsal out. Moshe said, no, I can't do it to my older brother. He's a Navi. And Hashem said, no, don't worry about it. Your brother will be very happy that you take this job. And here comes Hashem. Moshe, if you're not going to take this job, no one will take this job. What do you know about Moshe better than anybody else? What's wrong with Aaron? And other tzaddikim that were in Egypt. Hashem said, no one will take besides Moshe. At the end of the parasha, the parasha ends, things got worse since Moshe came, and Moshe complained to Hashem, said, I told you I don't want to go. Anyway, here's a story. Chaim tells us the following. The parasha starts, this week's parasha starts, that Yaakov and the children came down to Egypt. First, they lived in Goshen. It was an area. Then the Torah says, "Vatimale aretz otam." The Gemara says, "Am Israel spread it, came out of the ghetto, and they lived all around Egypt." I said, "What is this information?" The Gemara says to tell you that actually what happened was like this: Egypt, they had a lot of magicians. And one of the magicians was a very big magician. He used to make a parade over there. And Am Yisrael used to come to the parade and watch the parade. The parade was over the Zara, other things. Then they had theaters, the Gemara says, and circus. And Am Yisrael went to those places. Comes the Gemara and says the consequences of being part. Or the way the Torah describes it, the Am Yisrael spread all around, the Am Yisrael stopped doing Brit Milah. All of a sudden. Even Yosef's grandchildren, Yosef was very strong about Brit Milah. All this Shvatim, besides Shevet Levi, stopped doing Brit Milah. He says, what happened to the people? Not doing Brit Milah? No. What caused it? He said, because they joined the Goyim around, and eventually did something to them. Says, what happened? What's behind it? So the Rashi said, the Gemara says, when Yaakov Avinu, that's what happened when Yaakov Avinu died, the Gemara describes the spirituality of Am Yisrael, that the eyes and the heart were blocked. And the Gemara says that's how started the whole slavery in Egypt by the death of Yaakov. I said, Yaakov, after Yaakov died, nothing happened. The Gemara says the opposite. Yosef is still alive, nothing will happen. As long as one of the tribes were alive, nothing happened. As long as Menashe, Yosef's son, was alive, nothing happened. The whole story really started when Menashe died. Those days really took place about 115 years. 86 out of the 15 were very hard, but the beginning was not as bad. But again, it's after Menashe died. Someone says, no, listen. When Yaakov died, the whole thing started. How did it start? Actually, when Yaakov died, then people came out of the ghetto of Goshen, and they lived all around Egypt. They lived all around Egypt. That's what they did. What did they do? They went with the Goyim to the parades, they watched the parades, went to the circus, went to the theater. So what it means, the Gemara says, is the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the person has is via his heart, via his eyes. Chacham Eben Ezra says you should know the eyes that Hashem gave us is not just to see. I said, for example, a person has a dream at night. How does it work? You see a dream from where? I said, your eyes are closed. How do you see? I says, the eyes are the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, the eyes is the gate of Shamayim. Even if your eyes are closed, you can see. I says, we think we can see only in light. But the Gemara tells us, Navi tells us, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech was able to see in the dark. Then we don't need light. The power in the eye is without light. Hashem did not grant us the power of the eye to everybody. But some people can see in the dark. And we can see far away. That's called like Ruach HaKodesh. You can see what's going on the other side of the world. You can see. I just heard somebody came to Abraham Kanevsky. Last week he told him, my father's very sick. I want, maybe I should change the name. She said, what name? So Abraham said, tell him to call himself Esav. Esav. I heard it. I did it too. He's not going to tell his father that his name should be Esav. So he goes home, he doesn't tell his father anything. After a few weeks, he came back. And again, he went to Abraham Kanevsky and told him, my father's very sick. And I couldn't tell him that he should change his name to Esav. So Abraham said, okay, no. So you know what? Tell him to change his name to Lavan. So the guy came home and told his father. He told his father, I know it's very hard for me to tell you, but I know you need to wash my mind. I went to Abraham Kanevsky. And he told me first this and this. So his father said, I tell you the truth. I'm a convert. And my conversion was not right. Was not done right. I don't know what kind of conversion he had. I said, that's what Abraham said to the son to wake up the father. I said, your name is Esau. Your name is Laban. This you see with the eyes. With the eyes you see. It's the power of the eye. But you have to watch your eyes. Then the Gemara says, the Jews in Egypt, but in Manaratotam, they went all around. So what happened? They went, they looked at the parade. They looked at the theater and the circus. The Gemara says, you know what's going to happen? Tell you what's going to happen. The consequence you can see in 1 second what happened. The Gemara says, look, Paro one day came to the Jews and told them, I want to build storage houses. And I know you're very, very quick and you're very talented. Would you help me to build a storage house? So all the Shevetim besides Shevet Levi, the old man, said, why not volunteer? At the end of the day, Paul called the Gestapo and said, please count the bricks and write on everybody's hand, like they're not him. How many bricks each one made? Maybe not on the hands, maybe. It's a question. And then the police told the Jews, from now on, as of tomorrow morning, everybody has to come to the site. You have to make the same amount of bricks that you made today. For no reason. Anti-Semitism for nothing. For nothing. But you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. What happened? He says, you agreed? Why did you agree? Why did you come to the site? Why didn't you understand? I says, that's what happened. That the eyes and the hearts of Am Yisrael were blocked. Blocked. Why blocked? Because you did it to yourself. Because you went and you went to the parade, you came out of the ghetto. So comes the Ramban, comes the Rosh Hashanim, the Ramban, and he says like this, look, it's true. Hashem did promise Abraham Avinu that one day he's going to take his children out. But when you read the text says that Hashem decided to take us out because we cried. So the Ramban says, what has to do with crying? Is it time to go? So of course, the same explanation means it's not time to go yet. But the Ramban says, listen, Hashem did promise Abraham Avinu to take us out of Egypt if we behave like Abraham Avinu. But if you don't believe in the Chachamim Avinu, like the Gemara says, we went down 49 gates of Avodah Zarah that we worship Avodah Zarah in Egypt, Hashem is never going to take our house. Hashem is never going to take our people that are not on the path of Avraham Avinu. So Hashem decided he'll take us out of Egypt because he heard us crying. So what if we cried? Hashem is mercy. It's true, Hashem is mercy. But if you don't deserve, you don't deserve. Why Hashem is going to take you out? Like somebody was brought in front of a judge. He committed a big crime. He started to cry in front of the judge. So the judge is going to release him. Because so, well, next time, think over before you do something. But you cannot expect mercy from the judge just because you're crying in front of him. Never. Never going to happen. Nevertheless, the Torah says something happened. Something happened. But the Torah describes what happened. It's not that Hashem just had mercy on us. Gemara says, the language of the Gemara, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard us crying, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to pay attention with his heart to us and not to look away. Again, the two organs, the two parts in our body, if we may say, because Hashem does not have eyes, doesn't have a heart, but that something that refers to that in the entity of Hashem. But all this, the Gemara said, that's what exactly what happened. What happened? That Hashem had some mercy in his heart, and Hashem did not look away. So called, something was corrected. So we, in Egypt, by looking at the parades, and by not looking at the parades, so called, we lost the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the connection is being resumed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What caused it? So come to Gemara and say, uses the same language for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu, when he grew, so the minute he became big, he decided he wants to go down. But Yahweh Selotam is looking at his fellow Jews, how hard they're working. And Gemara says, he put his heart with them to feel how much they suffer. So it means like this. Chaim said, you pray to Hashem, Hashem should have mercy, Hashem should give you something. So even you don't know you deserve, you don't deserve. Hashem only would give it to you, says the Gemara says it, if you act the way you want Hashem to act to you. You can't say, Ari says, Hashem, Rachum Chanun Erech Chapaim, if you're not Rachum Chanun Erech Chapaim. If you have no patience, Hashem has no patience for you. If you don't have mercy on people, one says, Kolam Rachem Rabriot, Mechem Rabriot Nashamayim. If you have mercy on people, Hashem has mercy on you. If you don't have mercy, Hashem will have mercy. Hashem is like, one says, it's like a mirror effect. The way you behave, Hashem behaves to you. The Gemara tells us, look what Moshe Rabbeinu, when you read the Torah, there's a story. Moshe Rabbeinu went down to see what's going on with his brothers. Moshe says, no. He didn't go down to see his brothers. He heard and he knew what's going on in Egypt. He decided the minute he became big to go down and to see and to share his agony and his suffering with them. The Gemara says he used to go downstairs and he ask Jews, can I help you carry bricks? Put some bricks on my shoulder. I want to help you to carry bricks. By that act of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, he was able, so-called, to correct the eyes and the heart of Am Yisrael that they went to the parade, and that act opened the eyes and the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not that Hashem just heard our crying. It won't help nothing. This is Hashem saw the way Moshe behaved. And that's really the secret. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the only one that can take them out. I says, what's Moshe? So it means because of Moshe, Hashem had mercy. As you see in the Torah later, we did the golden calf. And Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kill me. Moshe was not for himself. Moshe was for his brothers. And by doing that, So called, it means that he opened Hashem's eyes and heart to have mercy on us. Excuse me. So the redemption is not because we cry to Hashem. Because we cry to Hashem, then Torah says that Hashem decided to do something, but not that's not what made Hashem to decide to take us. That's what just made Hashem to see that somebody's name is Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Torah tells us the story, how the story starts. It says, that girl really beat you, the daughter of Paro. The Gemara says, she went to the Nile. And then she saw Moshe in the box. And so, the Gemara says, what do you do in the Nile? Why did you go to the Nile? The Gemara says, she went to convert. She decided, after she saw the Jews in Egypt, she decided she wants to convert. And she's going to convert into the Nile. So after she dipped herself in the Nile, then Chachamim said for a second conversion, and then you become like a Jew. So then Hashem gives you special power. A convert, Hashem Shamayim, gets a special power from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves the converts if they convert Hashem Shamayim. So the Gemara says like this. The Torah says that that girl, Bitya, was walking with her girls next to the Nile, and then she opened up the box. And she saw Moshe Rabbeinu. She went to see the Shekhinah. I said, why should I see the Shekhinah? Because you just converted. But that's not the only reason the Chachamim say. The girls that were walking along with her told her, what are you doing? You open up the box. And this is, it looks like a Jewish boy. Your father said to throw all of them into the Nile. And you can take this boy and save him. The Gemara said, Hashem sent an angel from Shamayim Gabriel and killed all the girls that walked along with her, maybe besides one. Not because of one opinion, all of them. I says, why? Because they would have gone to Paro right now and they would have told Paro, listen, your daughter, she doesn't obey your command and she saved a Jewish boy. And of course, Moshe is the one they're looking for. That act that she did, Chachamim say, that she went against her father and against the theory that was going on at the time without being afraid, granted her the Zohar says to be the top lady in Gan Eden. She's higher in Gan Eden than the Sarif Rachel and Leah. Higher than Sarif Menu. Higher than Rachel and Menu. I said, what happened? What did she do? I said, she's, if you may say, sacrificed herself to save a Jew, decides to convert, and the conversion already had an impact on her, that when she saw the baby, Batachmol alav, she said she has mercy on him. Chachamim said she has mercy on him. Why? Because Chachamim said, because she just converted. And that's how, this was the root, so-called, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chachamim said, that's why the Torah says, Chachamim said, his name is Moshe. His name is Moshe not because she picked him out of the Nile. Because she picked him out of the Nile at a time that was not supposed to pick him out of the Nile. That she did an act, that act shows that you do something that Hashem wants you to do it. It's not to do with the government and the Egyptians' power, whatever they did. Ready to sacrifice herself for a Jew. So the name Moshe is not because she took him out. It says, I took him out in that situation, and those consequences that really I should not have taken them out, to tell us how much you have to worry for your fellow Jew. So the whole concept of Moshe, his name is Moshe Rabbeinu, I said Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu means that he is for you. As first, how did he do it? I said, listen, he came the first day, he grew up, he went downstairs, he wants to help the Jews. I said, perfect. This is in a Gestapo. He's a Jew, he kills him. But the second day, Chachamim said, the second day, he goes down and he sees two Jews fighting. So he goes to one of them and he says, you Russia, you wicked. Why are you hitting your fellow Jew? And that triggered that power wants to kill him and he had to run away to exile. And he suffers so much. He says, why? Because Moshe, on new level, why did you call this guy wicked? It's not to call him wicked. Don't call him Mithyan. I says, Dave, why did he do? Because he hit, because he tried to hit somebody, you call him Mithyan? And that, because of that, he had to run away. And the trouble continued, how I fixed it. When he got to Midian, years later, then he saw the daughters of Yitro being bothered by shepherds. He went and he saved them. And not only that, he gave water to the sheep of Yitro. It says, by that you worry about others, not even Jews, that shows that you back to your stage the first day that you worry about others. Because if you would worry about others the second day, you would not call the Jew a wicked man. That's what the Gemara says. The only Moshe can take us out of Egypt. As the Moshe can only take us if he worries about us. But not because he's the greatest. That's what Amasad never understood it. They thought Aaron is the Romatan. No, the Romatan is called Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not because Moshe Rabbeinu just taught us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us our life. A Jew means worry about another Jew. It's not just to worry, you have to share the burden with him. Not just to look at him and to see, have mercy on him. So besides looking at him, you have to have heart with him. That's what Torah emphasizes. That's what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to go. Then Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand you. He says, who am I to go? Hashem said, I'm going to be with you. The Gemara says, the Zohar says, Hashem told him, the language, the word Hashem told him, is the word Aleph Hey and Yud and Hey. This is called the Shema Rachamim. This is the name of the crown of Hashem. Kulo Rachamim. Moshe asked Hashem, who am I? Hashem said, you know what, who? I'm with you. This is who? The crown is with you. The crown, the Zohar says, is the crown is full of mercy. There's no judgment, no punishment. So Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you are this, you are that. The Gemara says that Moshe became the king of Am Yisrael, Bishul Melech. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu is next to the crown of Hashem. Because share the burden with Am Yisrael while he was in a very high position, if you may say, and didn't have to do that thing to go and help them. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was raised in the palace, he's a prince, so you have to go carry cement and bricks. He says, that's called Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what is the merit, the privileges that they should be taken out? What does it mean? It means 49 get of Avodah Zarah. Why should it not Brit Milah? Why should it take it out? This is that I want to explain. The medicine for somebody that Chas V'Shalom has a blockage, that this is why they agreed to become slaves, was because there's something wrong with them. I said, what? Something wrong with them? Because they went to the parades and something Brit Milah. I'll tell you what it is. I will give them the Torah here. The Torah open our eyes. And in the Torah Techa. I said, the Torah says, they make a mitzvah Techa. I said, it's not Hashem wants you to learn Torah. Hashem doesn't care if you don't learn Torah. Hashem wants us just to devote our eyes and our heart to the right things. And then Hashem is going to give us attention with his eyes, with his heart. So it means if we have our eyes devoted to the right things, like Moshe Rabbeinu, with your eyes you're supposed to look how to help somebody. With your heart, you're supposed to heal somebody. I says, how you can do it? I says, only via Torah. Hashem gave us Torah in order that our eyes should have mercy on people, and our heart should take burden with people. And after you do that, then Hashem has mercy on us, and Hashem looks at us. So it's not the Torah, the Gemara Chachamim say, Hashem wants you to learn Torah. Hashem doesn't care if you don't learn Torah. But if you don't learn Torah, it's going to happen to us what happened to our fathers. The one day power would come and says, make bricks, and we So why did you go? Why did you go to the site? Why did you do it? Listen, she's a Shevet Levi, did not do it. In order for us to fix it, I'm going to say, that's the job. So the Torah was just a tool. A tool that our eyes and our hearts should function better. But it's not because Hashem wants our eyes and our heart to function better. Since we can function better with our eyes and our heart, we'll be connected to Hashem. And then Hashem is going to look at us with good eyes, with a good heart. So that's what Chachamim said. That's called the redemption. That's what Chachamim said. The Gemara says, Mashiach will come, Rabbi Amin, Amen. Hashem is going to reveal himself. And whoever is going to be around, the Gemara says, Hashem is going to make a circle, and he'll be in the middle, and people with the eyes will be able to point and say, I see Hashem, that's Hashem we wait for. But it's only because our eyes will be connected to Hashem. How the eyes are going to be connected to Hashem? Only by the Torah. That's Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu, it's true. It's true, they don't deserve to be redeemed, but you don't deserve to be redeemed, you know why? Because they came out of the ghetto and they went to the parades and they started doing Brit Milah. I'm going to give them the Torah to get them back to the old stage, to the old original ghetto, that they didn't go to the parades, but the eyes were connected to Hashem. And the heart will be devoted to Hashem. And this, the Chacham said, it's called Sefer Gula, the Book of Redemption. It's a guide. It's not what happened in Egypt. It's how to survive being so-called a slave or anti-Semitism and then being within Bimah Ben Minami.